Wednesday, 24th of April, 2024. When he had sailed slowly many days, and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete off Salmone. Acts 27:7. The Greek more literally reads, "And in many days, having sailed slowly and laboriously, having come against Cnidus, the wind not permitting us, we sailed under Crete against Salmone." CG. The previous verse noted that the centurion had found an Alexandrian ship sailing to Italy. Therefore, Paul and the others were put on that ship. It now says, "and in many days." What defines many days is left unstated. However, it gives the sense that either things are going well or things are going poorly. It isn't until the arrival of the next words, "having sailed slowly and laboriously," that the intent is drawn out. The ship had left Myra on the way to Italy, but things began to devolve once at sea. The word translated as slowly is found only here in the Bible, bradupluio. It is a verb derived from bradus, meaning slow or slow of understanding, and pleo, to sail. The other word, molis, is an adverb that helps word study says gives the sense of, quote, what barely happens. It comes from mogis, or laborious toil. Thus, it is something that comes laboriously. The intent here is to show how cumbersome the journey was at this point. The western winds continued to be too strong to work against, and it was with real difficulty that Luke next says, "having come against Cnidus." This is a city which stood on a promontory bearing the same name, located in Asia Minor. It is a little bit northwest of the island of Rhodes. Once they were off the shores of this place, Luke says, "the wind not permitting us, we sailed under Crete against Salmone." Because of the contrary winds that would not allow them to continue on as planned, they had to sail under Crete, just as they did with Cyprus. This would help break up the heavy winds and allow them to proceed, even if slowly and cumbersomely. It was in this leeward spot that they travelled close to Salmone, which is, quote, the name of a promontory which formed the eastern extremity of the island of Crete, end quote, Barnes. Life application. A journey that should have taken a short time has suddenly become one that has taken an extended period, as well as one that has come with a great amount of effort on the part of those in charge of the ship. In today's lingo, we might say they were out there spinning their wheels. How often this happens to us as well? Everyone understands the metaphor because it is something we all experience. We are all gassed up, the tyres are new, there is nothing wrong with the transmission, and yet, when we step on the gas, there is no traction. What was supposed to be a simple day with various achievements suddenly becomes a day where there is more to do at the end of it than there was at the beginning. And more, the things we planned on doing have all failed to come about. This is frustrating, and it can cause us to want to just climb into bed and forget the day. It is at times like this that we should step back and consider things from a greater perspective. It says in Galatians 4, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Galatians 4:4-5. God has a plan laid out. Certain things have transpired at key moments just as he has determined, and more things will come about at the exact moment he has already decided. For those in the church, there is the hope of the rapture. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. This event is more fully described by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4. This is one of the times and seasons referred to by Jesus in Acts 1:7, and then by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:1. In other words, God has a plan that is set out. It will come about at the exact moment he has already predetermined. As such, our own days of seeming waste and wheel spinning are all factored into what he has already decided. Therefore, let us not get overly frustrated. Instead, we can say, Lord, today was a day of futility to me, but it was a day that has met your expectations for your plan nonetheless. When we have this perspective, we can then let go of the frustrations and accept that we are exactly where the Lord wants us, and we have done exactly what He knew we would do in order to continue the stream of human existence as it is prepared for His next big event in the unfolding redemptive scenario. Yes, God has a plan, and the things we do are a part of it. Rest in that at the end of a seemingly difficult day. Lord God, thank you that what we do is a part of your great unfolding plan for the ages. Nothing is overlooked, nothing is unimportant, and all is coming about as it should. We can rest in that, knowing that you have it all under control. Amen.
We sailed slowly for many days. We had a hard time reaching Cnidus because the wind was blowing against us. We could not go any further that way. So we sailed by the south side of the island of Crete near Salmone. Acts 27 verse 7.